Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And today we have a very special episode. This is from my album versus album series. Without further ado, let's get it in. It's season two here on the Slack is Talk podcast. I hope this past weekend, y'all guys enjoyed y'all Memorial Day weekend. For the hard workers out there, you know, you got an extra day off. I hope y'all was able to get some rest. I hope everybody was able to get plenty food, you know what I'm saying, barbecue. Man, I love the grill, man, you know. I probably, you know, talked about it on an episode before, man. It's nothing like cooking out, man. There's nothing like that food on the grill, man. I hope everybody ate good. I hope everybody was safe. I hope everybody enjoyed it. And most importantly, man, shouts out to the veterans, man. Shout out to the veterans that helped this country, man. I salute. I appreciate what y'all do. You know, if it wasn't, you know, if it wasn't for y'all, man, you know, we'd be in trouble. You know what I'm saying? I give y'all thanks every day. You know what I mean? Just not on holidays, man. I mean, every day. Salute to the soldiers that fight for this country, man. Now, I want to start off today's show before I get into the album versus album, man, which is a treat, man. You know what I'm saying? This was emailed to me. And this one was a good one, man. A real good one. I mean, y'all got me today. But I want to start off with some good news. I know this past weekend was Memorial Day, but yesterday was a special event for the Vision Live Network. Or I should say it was a special occasion. Yesterday was the debut of the Raw and Uncut podcast here on the Vision Live Network. The show was hosted by my man, Elder Ratton. And I got to tell you, man, y'all need to tune in to that show, man. Elder Ratton is giving out game. On the show, he's going to be giving you insight on things that's happening in the world today. How to be safe. Things that you need to do. Things that you need to be prepared for. How to handle certain situations. He's talking about marriage, family life, politics, you name it. You know, this everything that's happening in the world today, he just giving out game, period. And y'all definitely need to tune that in. The Raw and Uncut is here on the Vision Live Network, and you can catch that show every Monday at 7 p.m. That's every Monday at 7 p.m. Trust me, it's something you guys definitely do not want to miss. Also, starting tomorrow, we have another show, and this show is the Every Step of the Way podcast. This show actually debuts tomorrow. That's tomorrow, Wednesday at 8 p.m. And a new episode will be available here on the Vision Live Network every Wednesday at 8 p.m. as well. And this is another podcast, man, that just, it got it going on, man. They got it going on. It's a large discussion panel. And it's just a overall positive group of guys, man, you know, spreading the word. Spreading the gospel, again, you know, giving you the real, you know, sharing stories, telling you about stuff that, you know, they had to overcome, things that people might be going through, and it's just a positive atmosphere, man. It's something that you don't want to miss. Look forward to that show debuting tomorrow on the Vision Live Network at 8 p.m. Now, without further ado, let's get started, man. You know how I get down. I had to start on a positive note. As you can see, you know, we taking over. We now getting to a point now where we have a full schedule. You know, you have something to look forward to every day. But now, let's get into it, man, here on the Slack is Talk podcast, man. No more delays. This was emailed to me a couple of days ago. And this features my album versus album series. And this is my version of the versus battle. And this is a killer, man. This is one of the hardest ones that I had to do. You know, this is probably the hardest one I had to do, man. And the two people that was emailed to me is the Ghostface Killah versus Raekwon the Chef. But now, the twist is, this wasn't, you know, career versus career. The email is, who had the better first album? Was it Ghostface Iron Man or Raekwon the Chef's Only Built for Cuban Links? Now, you guys can understand how this is hard for me, right? I know y'all do understand how this is hard. First off, we talking about two brothers, man. We talking about two members, two prominent members of the Wu-Tang Clan. We talking about two guys that have more songs together than they do solo on their own. We're talking about two guys that feature on each other's album covers. We are talking about two guys that had two classic debut albums. We talking about Out the Gate. We talking about both of these albums are just off the chart, man. Off the chart classics. How can I give you an opinion one way or the other on this? But that's my job, and I gotta do it. Just to show you how real I am, since they did a versus battle, I'm going to give you who had the better album, and I'm going to give you who had the better career as well. Now, let's start off at the beginning. At the beginning, or should I say in the beginning, these two made their debut with the Wu-Tang Clan, one of the greatest rap groups ever. A clan that's about probably 100 deep with all the affiliates and everybody else associated with the group. But out the gate, you knew it was going to be something special. To me, it was the first time in history where you had so many members in one group and they all could rap. They all could rap. And I think straight out the gate in the beginning, it was Method Man and Old Dirty Bastard that got the most recognition in the beginning. But you can tell, you know, no matter what song it was, Raekwon and Ghost, their verse was tight. And straight out the gate, you could see that them two had a chemistry together. And it was funny because even on most of the songs, like, they would rap, you know, back to back from each other. You know, Ray would go first, then Ghost, or vice versa. And you could see the chemistry right away. It was just impeccable. It was like them two had their own group inside of the Wu-Tang. And coming back from a commercial break, I'm going to talk to you about how that chemistry led to them having their own solo success, and eventually they recorded those classic debut albums. Stay tuned. It's the Slackers Talk Podcast. And welcome back to the Slackers Talk Podcast, aka the Talk of the Town Now. And we're talking about Raekwon the Chef and the Ghostface Killah. Who had the better album? Is it Iron Man, Ghostface Killah, or Raekwon's Only Built for Cuban Links 1? I had to add the number 1 in there because he eventually came out with a part 2 later on. But let's get into it. Only Built for Cuban Links was the third solo album released between the Wu-Tang Clan members after everyone came out with their solo projects. I believe Method Man came out first, Old Dirty Bastard came out second, and then Raekwon the Chef came out third with Only Built for Cuban Links. Now, the way I judge albums, or should I say when I judge albums, I just don't judge off just the music. It's more to it than that. Now, I'm not saying, of course, the music does matter. That's the main thing. You know, the music has to be tight. That's the main thing. But it's more to it than that. I go by music, record sales. I go by the impact that that album had on the world at that in particular time. And I also go by if the release of that album led to anything else that was special in the music industry. Like, for an example, Dr. Dre's The Chronic. Dr. Dre's The Chronic is Dr. Dre's album, but it also was the introduction of Snoop Doggy Dogg as we know today. You know, and that's, like I said, that's classic. You know, you got to count that. So those are just some of the things that I go by when I talk about an album. Now, Cuban Links comes out and it just sets the world on fire. First of all, like, it is also known as the Purple Tape. Now, for those youngsters out there that was young or, you know, you wasn't born yet, they were still doing tapes back then. You know, CDs wasn't even a thing yet. And only built for Cuban Links, the actual tape was purple. You know, normally, you know, it was a clear tape with like brown strip, but Cuban Links was purple. So he was already letting the world know that this album was different. You know, this album was set to be a classic from the get-go. Now, he came out of the gate, sold close to 200,000 tapes and CDs his first week. It featured none other than Ghostface on the album cover. Not just the album, but the album cover. That was unheard of, too, for it to be a solo project, to have your man on there with you. That lets you know that they were tight. They were close. Now, just to name some of the songs on Only Built for Cuban Links, you had the song Ice Cream. That song was fire, man. That song was everywhere. Classic song, man. Classic. You had Can It Be That It Was All So Simple, another banger. You had Knowledge God. You had Incarcerated Scarfaces. You also had a very special guest feature from Nas on there. I say special and also surprising because their affiliation with Nas wasn't known at the time. And most of the time, Wu-Tang members only dealt with other Wu-Tang members. You know, they was known for more of staying inside the group than going outside. You know, it wasn't too much outside, if you know what I mean. And a lot of people don't know, but they actually was going at Biggie Smalls on that album. You know, rest in peace to Big. But they also took a shot at Biggie on that album. You know, those are some of the prominent things that took place on that album. Now, moving on to Ghostface Iron Man. Now, Iron Man featured songs like Daytona 500, Motherless Child, which was also featured on the Sunset Park soundtrack, if y'all remember that movie. It had a cut called Fish, and it had a classic song called All That I Got Is You, featuring Mary J. Blige. Now, having Mary J. Blige appear on your first album is an accomplishment itself. Having somebody like Mary J. Blige, who one of the greatest singers of all time. You know, that right there is an honor. That tell you that how big, you know, this really is. To have her on your first album, that was huge. And as a special bonus to the album, in many ways, it was the debut of Capadonna. Now, Capadonna had appeared on some songs before this album, but Capadonna was also featured prominently all over this album, like Raekwon the Chef was. And Capadonna was even on the album cover as well, too. Capadonna, I feel like, is underrated, man. That cat had lyrics, man. He wasn't one of the original members of Wu-Tang, but he was one of the ones that was most consistent lyrically. And he always had a tight verse. Now, let's get into the comparison. Both albums were heavily produced by the RZA, I'm not sure if he did the complete production on both albums, but I know he did majority of the production on both. I'm not sure if he did the whole thing, but majority of both albums was his production. As I mentioned earlier on the show, both artists are featured all over both of these albums. I mean, they on together. They together on songs more than they are like individually. Like it's rare that you'll catch a song with just them on it without the other. And that's not to take away from their lyrical ability. They was just that dominant together. You know, it was fire each time. Now, let's break this thing down. You have the same artist on both albums. You have the same producer on both albums. And also, both artists are from the same rap group. Now, who had the better album? Raekwon, Only Built for Cuban Links, or Ghostface Killah's Iron Man? And for the answer of who had the better album, it is Raekwon's Only Built for Cuban Links. My final answer is Raekwon, Only Built for Cuban Links. And I'm going to tell you why. Now, actually, musically, as far as just music alone, I believe Iron Man was better. If you're talking about just the music, I actually believe that Iron Man was better. But the reason why I chose Cuban Links, not just because it came out first, but it solidified everything. It solidified everything that Ray and Ghost had going on. It kind of showed the world that them two had their own thing inside of the Wu-Tang Clan. It was kind of like they had their own group within the clan, you know, and it made them stand out more. Cuban Links went platinum, and it continued the platinum success of all the individual projects that came out before it. He came out with the Purple Tape. That was different. And it just solidified them two as the lyricists inside of the clan. Ghostface even had a solo cut on the album. You know, and after that album came out, not to take away anything from Ghost, but Cuban Links built the anticipation for Iron Man to be released. Before Iron Man was released, you knew what you were getting. You knew that album was going to be dope because it was going to feature Raekwon and Capadonna. You knew the chemistry was there already. Like, you knew it was going to be a dope album. You just was waiting for it to be released. And that's not a knock on Ghostface at all. It's just that them two were dominant like that, man. They had the streets buzzing like that. People, you couldn't get one without the other. You knew Ghost was coming up next. I want to take another small commercial break, and then when I come back, I'm going to talk about who had the better career out of those two. Not album, but career. Just remember, you know, just because you got the best album doesn't necessarily mean you had the better career, though. Stay tuned. It's the Slackers Talk. And welcome back to the Talk of the Town Now, where today we're talking about Raekwon the Chef and the Ghostface Killah. Earlier in the last segment, I mentioned how Only Cuban Links was better than Iron Man. And now I'm going to tell you who had the better career between the Ghostface Killah and Raekwon the Chef. Now, how I rate careers, I go by album sales, I go by longevity, and I go by the impact that the artist may have had on other people's career. Because sometimes an artist might not be able to do an album by themselves, but you'll see that that artist is featured prominently over a number of other classic singles. Now, as far as who had the better career, my answer is the Ghostface Killah. And the reason why I say that, Ghost, he stayed consistent to me. He just consistently kept releasing a good body of work over the years and throughout his entire career. And not to say that Raekwon didn't, but I think before the release of his second album, Immobility, I think he got into a dispute with RZA about production and a number of other issues. And I think RZA didn't have that much to do with the project. And the album was still good, but the music sometimes is about perception. You know, I said it on a number of different episodes that I did in the past. That second album is just as important as the first. And Raekwon was just different after that. Not to say that the music wasn't good, but it seemed like it lost some of the momentum from that feud he had with RZA. And Ghost, to me, he stayed consistent. He stayed within himself. He went on and he moved to Def Jam. He started doing some things with others. And he just continued to release a good body of work. In my opinion, he's the most consistent member of the Wu-Tang Clan. You know, Method Man had moved on, to doing films and stuff like that. But Ghost, out of all the members in the clan, he kept releasing. He kept his name out there. He kept touring. He kept that wave going. And he may be one of the most consistent members, if not the consistent member, in the entire clan. Y'all hit me up and let me know what y'all think. This has been an episode of the Slackers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for supporting the network. And we'll talk more on Thursday here on the Slackers Talk Podcast.